Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Thursday, August 4th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Hanged Man, and this one comes to us from one of my most favorite decks, the Everyday Witch Tarot by artist Elizabeth Alba. And this one is available through all of your regular, you know, commercial places like Amazon, etc. So if you haven't ordered this deck yet, I suggest you check it out. It's really a great deck to read. Anyway, I was a little hesitant when I came upon this card, and I was like, no, we're not going to let it be something that, you know, makes us feel, like we're having to give up, because there's more of a release that's here, as opposed to, let's say, sacrifice. My view on this, even though I see the locks on our Hanged Man, I've been telling you all week, we're in just full-on breakout mode, right? So those locks that bind you, what has been holding you back, right? What do you need to do, or what have you done in order to flip the script? Because that's how this feels. It's like, it's sort of a, I've been describing it to my subscribers as kind of like a churning process. Okay, it began back in late June, around the time of the solstice. I need to do something. I got to do something. I got to figure this out. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And chances are, by today, you may have a whole new perspective going on. So, yeah, it's getting very, very interesting. But it isn't quite done, all right? In other words, even if you made a major change this week or had an unexpected major change, which occurred, this isn't the end of the story. This is a story which goes on this particular part where you finally feel settled. I talk about it in my, you know, my longer videos that I do, the weekly, full moon, new moon, sun signs, all of those. And we're sort of halfway through it, somewhere in there, almost halfway, three quarters, something like that. But you're going to see in the next couple of months how far you have come and what is going on. So I think you're really going to like this. So we're going to call it flipping the script, all right, and having a whole new view of things. But the funny thing is that the view that you have is probably not the one where you originally envisioned yourself, okay? I've been telling you all along that the way things were going, like throughout the month of July, etc., look at where you are as opposed to where you were and how many things have changed in your life. Probably at least something, one thing major that happened. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's not done yet. It isn't done yet. But now you're starting to explore the possibilities and the other angles that are there. Because when the Hangman shows up, and he wants you to have a new perspective, you know, he's asking you to take a look around and see what's actually there and the different ways that things can be done and, you know, all that type of thing. So sometimes there's a little speed bump, but I usually see him more as a speed bump when Mercury is retrograde, and Mercury is not retrograde. As a matter of fact, Mercury is moving into home sign of Virgo today, and you're going to be able to, you know, just like really work on getting yourself back on track. There's a lot of, I think, pacing that's necessary right now. So you could, like myself, find yourself needing to fluctuate to get caught up on some things. So, but it's going to happen. All right. It's definitely going to happen. And I just love this. There's, you know, there's healing available to you now, which is important as well. But the universe has managed to find ways to bring you what you need, and it's definitely gotten your attention. So, how will you flip the script? I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow, and as always, have a great day.